However, to this day, Reverend Wright remains close to Farrakhan. In 2007, the Trumpet News Magazine, published by Trinity United Church of Christ, gave Louis Farrakhan an Empowerment Award. Washington Post columnist Richard Cohen objected, charging that for most Americans, Farrakhan epitomizes racism, particularly in the form of anti-Semitism, not the type of greatness an Empowerment Award would imply. Cohen wrote that over the years, Farrakhan has compiled an awesome record of offensive statements, even denigrating the Holocaust by falsely attributing it to Jewish cooperation with Hitler. They helped him get the Third Reich on the road. His history is a rancid stew of lies. Clearly, Obama supporters know how potentially radioactive the award to Farrakhan is to the Obama presidential candidacy. ABC News' Jake Taper observed in March 2008 that all links to the Trumpet News magazine had been removed from the website of the Trinity United Church of Christ. Extensive internet searches confirm that the church's website appears to have been thoroughly scrubbed to erase any trace of the Farrakhan Empowerment Award fiasco. Yet Wright's continued support of Farrakhan is apparent. On April 25, 2008, in a PBS interview with Bill Moyers, Wright admitted he has a long, complicated relationship with Farrakhan. Adding this boast, Louis Farrakhan is like E.F. Hutton. When Louis Farrakhan speaks, Black America listens. They may not agree with him, but they're listening. 3 days later, at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., Wright repeated his praise, asking, "How many other African Americans or European Americans do you know that can get 1 million people together on the mall? He is one of the most important voices in the 20th and 21st century." Later, he told the press club and the national TV audience, "I am not going to put down Louis Farrakhan any more than Mandela would put down Fidel Castro." Reverend Wright's bodyguards that day were Black Muslims provided by Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam.